Minds podcast. Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome or welcome back to another episode of Wola Mids podcast. I'm Davia.
And I'm Dani.
And tonight we are joined by
none other than the what's my name? Nathaniel.
Okay. Nice to have you here.
Yes. Introduce yourself. Tell us
where we can find you.
Or anything about yourself that you want, you know, so them can get comfortable with you.
All right. Well, let me do a proper introduction. My name is Nathaniel Green, and I'm a recent graduate from Maritime University, right? Engineering major, you know, so right now, you know, pandemic, you know, everybody's home. So I'm just chilling right now, doing some other stuff.
Okay, cool. Is there any platforms you want to share or you want to keep it private?
Instagram? Yeah, that would be at na.tfx. That's the only platform I really use, okay. To be honest.
Okay. All right, guys. So this is our panel for tonight. I know that normally David do this part, but I guess the spirit just touched me. So tonight's episode, or the topic for this episode, is building each other, not... Hold on. What? Building each other, not fighting again. All right. So, is David here? No? What do you think that means? For you, what does that mean for you?
Well, building each other up, not tearing each other down, that's what you said. Well, that means for me that within my circle that I create right now, that is at the stage that I am, I would want them to uplift me in what I'm doing and mm-hmm. be supportive in cases where I come up, you know, because, you know, when shit hit the fan, sometimes people want to run, so you're gonna need people to lift you up and not, you know, run away when things get hard. And in a sense of relationship with
mm-hmm.
women and being supportive in supporting a man's growth towards his gold, in a sense, not mm-hmm. gold in a gold. Because most, we find more in a most men these days, they might try to forget money, right? Which is their gold, in a sense. So, you know, what we find is women these days don't really want to settle down and build with them. You get me? They want the finished product, so you can't cost them for that. As a woman stay, you see me, that's a fool. Do we have to get, you see me, to the gold. And in a sense of relationship, the topic we're talking about, you would want that female companion to build and grow with you, in a sense. And that way, you and her can, you know, get to
grow as this. A couple. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It grows as a couple, but not just as a couple, but it can be business partners. It can be family, no, because you see me grow and then get to understand each other, if you get what I mean. So yeah, that's what it means for me right now.
And so far I totally understand and agree with your definition. I can see your, you know, your view on it. Davia, the topic, since you're back, the topic is what does the topic mean to you, or like how it makes you feel or whatever. That's it. You're hearing right?
Yes, I am. So tonight you're talking about building each other up and not tearing each other down. For me, that means to like form a support group for each other, you know, to help each other grow, to help each other achieve whatever goal it is that we have. I believe that there's something out there for everybody. There's a prize out there for everyone. There's a degree out there for everybody. There's 100% out there for everybody. So instead of fighting against each other, I think we need to like work with each other to achieve whatever goals we have. So that's what it is for me. A support system, essentially.
Yeah.
Or forming a support system.
Definitely, support system is a must when you're talking about building each other up. And for me, it's for both of you come with different views, and I agree with them both. Pertaining to relationship-wise, obviously, you're going to want somebody to build you up and not someone who's going to fight against you and try to tear down your dreams or your goals or what you want to be within the future. And otherwise, like what David is saying, like 100 is not there for just one person. And it, with school, with friendship, with anything, you're always going to need like a support group and people to be there to like help you accountable in a sense, and not try to tear you down while you're on your journey. So that's what it means to me. Like people who are, we're all in the same space, we're in our own journey, but we're helping each other to meet that next chapter that we should go to. So yeah, that's my take on what it means to me. Yeah. Another question that I have to ask, have you ever been in a situation where someone fights against you or fights against your dream or your views or anything?
I don't think I've ever faced a direct situation where that ever happened. It's always like through a system, if you get what I mean.
Elaborate.
Alright, so let me say, how do I put this? So it's not one person, I come to you and I'll be like, oh, you better than me, and I want to be better than you, know. It's not like that. It's more of probably you going to an organization and just because of probably a background, you know, them turn your back and say, oh, they don't have a space. You get what I mean? Yeah. So it happens most like situations like that. And it happens in schools as well. So when me in high school, I went to Gainstead High School. No. You know that school, right? You don't know it? It's a pretty unknown high school because it went from private to public or I think it's not a sort of. But point of me I try to make is when me did the in a 7th to 10th grade. So you know the Indians them can wear them here come a school straight away. Is it me in a fade and thing and thing. I'm not the female, I'm not the male.
Yeah.
The male. Because, you know, refer to me, but so we as the regular kids know way, and they go and you know we're here not too flexible certain way. We the fade it and thing. And come at school, they must fight against the fade. They must say, oh, that's not appropriate and whatnot. And when you look upon the Indian youth, them are the Upper Saint Andrew.
Upper Saint Andrew.
It's like, yeah, the Upper Saint Andrew. So it's like a system. It's conditioned in this, it's ingrained and conditioned in the school so to those treat the students different, isn't it? And it all comes down to class as well.
I totally agree, and I'm so glad that you even said that, because guys, stay tuned. We're gonna touch something on, you know, we're gonna touch something like this one day in the future of Polar Mids podcast. Stay tuned. But how about you, David?
It's never been direct, you know, and I think it's because I don't allow it.
Never been in a situation where like someone fights against you or fights against your goal or anything of that sort.
Right. As I was saying before, it's never been direct, and again, it's because I never allow it. As long as I'm focused on something and there's something that I want to achieve, very little can move that. And yes, persons have said one and two things to me, but it's, they're just words. So no, it has never been direct.
I guess you guys are living like a little bit of a good life, I guess.
I've one or two situations, but I don't know. I guess I've practiced of ignoring things like that have gone so far back in my head. But there have been one or two situations, nothing too serious, because nobody not fight me out.
I think it's because I've been a part of the greater majority of the people who are get fight. Right. So you don't really realize it after a while, because
you get so
So you don't deal with it certain ways. So you know, look like a fight sometimes. It just it's a leap.
For me, with every little thing that I do, there's always a battle. I guess that's what helped me to like overcome certain things. So I remember when I just turned natural. It was a big thing when I started sixth form. Like, I wanted to wear my hair afro because I loved my hair and my hair was very beautiful and made me still do up my edges and do it real nice. And, I remember this one time, this lady at the school, she was like, no, you can't wear your hair like that. Your hair needs to, like, wrap up. I'm like, excuse me, miss? No, this no, and I had a whole a real debate with this lady. Like, you're not telling other people that I'm positive. Well, hold on, just going back into memory, I have to say it right. I remember like when I just started that school, I saw this picture of them wearing afro back in the 90s. Like, you understand? So I'm like, why are you trying to tear down this? This is like, you as even a natural woman should be embracing that I am wearing my hair in this state. It was a big fuss, right? And you have some other little things where people just try to tear you down in some little ways or give some smug remarks about what you're doing or how you live your life. But I never let them stop me from being me and doing what I want to do. I continue growing.
It's always words, as I said. It's never a direct action.
No, man, it's just direct action.
It's always words.
Somebody actually tried to sabotage me already.
That's them, somebody?
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
I say I could steal.
Oh, yeah. So, is there any question or any situation that you want to give? Hello?
No. I don't have a situation.
Alright, but you were talking about really,
it's never been direct.
So like, for example, we're all at the age to be working, correct? You're working in you just start working wherever. You're new, you're fairly new, or you've been promoted to a new position and there are persons in the department that can help you, but they refuse to help you because they feel like, say, you know, if they help you based on your potential, they're going to start shining or outshine them and then get another promotion and then they won't be promoted. That's a common, what do you call it, no? That's something that I've seen quite common in the workspace at school, where persons are afraid to help others because they feel like they're going to outshine them. But, I mean, as I said earlier, if we form a support system, everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue.
It all comes back to having the right circle and they uplifting you too.
True.
Or even in our relationship, isn't it?
Definitely.
Like,
I'm sorry for cutting, David. Sorry. Continue.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, especially with the whole relationship thing, like, that is one reason why I am not dating right now, and I'm proud to say that I'm not dating because, you know, yeah, I realize that most of these gentlemen, and there, women are guilty of it too, but most of these gentlemen are guys that I've met or come across, them not ready, you understand me? Them not ready for, like, understand that I'm an independent girl that's trying to be an independent woman that wants things for my own. And it doesn't mean that because I'm trying to build myself as a person, it doesn't mean that I don't necessarily need you or whatever, but you can't be upset with me for trying to not necessarily need you in every situation, you know, understand? Because sometimes relationships don't last. Not that I'm saying I'm going into relationships hoping that it doesn't last, but I have to still prepare and train myself for any situation. Yeah.
You know something?
Hmm?
The outcome of living like that is gonna be like a successful man attracts a successful woman. Isn't it? So a successful man, in a sense, will understand you better because then him would know what it takes for you to be independent.
Right.
So,
right.
You see me? He's not gonna be all that like a regular man.
Right.
In a sense.
And I tell you, I'm yet to find somebody who sees my point of view. Like, make it personal. I'm a type of girl who, if I don't have money to go out, I'm not going to go. Right. And I will say to the person, like, if somebody asks me, like, hey, do you want to hang out? I'm going to be like, well, sure, but I'm broke now, so I'm not going to be able to. Me get good piece of pussy. Like, they might try to tear me down because I'm saying, like, hey, me broke, and because I'm broke, I'm not going to go. Me, I've met, like, a vex money, you know? And I've...
Facts.
Yeah, and I've been in situations where guys, like, they suggest to me, like, hey, I want to bring you out or something. And then try fit, when I say no, because, I mean, I say no because I know, you know, but give you the reason why I'm saying no, you know. They want to tear me down and make it seem like there's something wrong with me because I said what I said. And get right then and there, you know, that person's not meant for you because if they can't see that, hey, this is a young lady who's not going to be dependent on them in that sense. You know, when some woman drain man down, like, broke them pockets. No, I want to be that type of girl that help your pocket grow. You know what I mean? And while you help my pocket grow. Yeah, but anyways. Yeah, anybody else have input? No awkward silence here, guys.
Oh, no.
So, what about you?
I thought the audio tripped all over.
Oh, no. What about you? Have you, like, even with females for you, have you ever had a female, like, drain you, like, mentally drain or physically drain you or try to tear your goals or didn't see your vision?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, still.
Wait, female for you?
No. Never.
I mean, nothing is wrong.
Yeah, nothing is wrong if you want to be a part of that.
Nothing is wrong. This is a safe space.
Yeah. But, no. I've always been the type to not really let a female bother me in a sense. So.
Unbothered all 2021.
So, no, man. So, I've read in a book once that a man who, nah, like, what, Quigga? Alright, let me just use my own words. So, it goes, a man who can do without sex or some shit like that, you know, a man who can control his urges or shit like that. You know, I read about that, and it really meant, if I could control me not being attached to a girl, you know, I could then be successful in what I want to do and focus on other things. You know what I mean? And to be honest, in a relationship, if a female feels like cheat, you can't really stop her from cheating. So worrying about it not really fix the problem. So if it happened, it happened. Live life, move on. I've never really been. I've gotten hurt a lot of times, of course. But you learn, and you know, you grow, and you become a man. You matriculate, isn't it? So, in my matriculation, I've learned that you don't really have to worry about certain things, isn't it? Because you really can't change the outcome. You understand?
I'm sorry. I think you can change the outcome.
Yeah.
I think
so. Yeah. You really can't worry about
you. These certain things you can't worry about, but all things you can change, you have the power to change.
Everything is a choice, and your choice have a
consequence. No, listen. What I mean when I say certain things you can't change the outcome of is because there's third parties involved. You get me? You can't change the outcome of a person doing something to hurt you. You understand? That's what I mean. So, in other sense, other relationship context, you can't stop the partner from do what she wants to do, you know.
Facts. At the end of the
you just gotta let, you just gotta love the, you just gotta love the person until the person stops loving you. Simple.
Ooh. Oh damn. Drip.
Drip.
Oh my god. You just come right out. That is so true. That is so true.
Hurt is a part of it, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Hurt and fail is a part of every process we have to go through. It's inevitable.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. So if me get hurt now, I say, oh, me gonna be hard and cold. No. But just live on and know, say, oh, that's part of it.
Let the brother hydrate me. I love that. I'm sensing shade.
But he actually must have continue. I like where you're going.
I've had situations where this is a direct situation, you know. So this female was walking towards me with a guy, my female, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So from that point, it was at one of them school, you know, universities.
Yeah.
You know, she was walking towards me, towards the gate, you know. So I could blink her, auntie. So, I said a gesture, I said, oh, I'm going to just put it on my head, same speed, I know, say, all right, then things change from this, isn't it? So, what that allowed me to do was avoid getting any emotional urges, like I'm going to make my ball or nothing like that, you get me, because I don't put it on my subconscious, say, all right, then, you know, the situation is sticky, as it is, you know, so, in a sense, yes, I'm going to fight it, you know? And so said, so done. You know, it happened. I'm just say, ah, cool. The earth, of course. I'm just wall it. I say, you know, say, life.
Yeah, like a genie.
Yeah. Honestly, I would like.
And that's what I really don't. Yeah, that's what I really don't go into relationships these days. It's just always been fun. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, just that.
Why a relationship nowadays to me don't make much sense.
Right. Relationships and everybody still.
Yeah.
I'm one of those, not everybody.
Yeah. What about you, David?
Unfortunately. What about me? What exactly do you want to know?
Like, I mean, like, have you ever been in a relationship where somebody drain your goals?
Yes.
Fight against you, fight against what you believe in?
Not fight, but you are aware of my, some of my downfalls, yes. So what's person next? And I wanted to join this competition. I was like, you know, what you think? Do you think I should join or whatever? Mind you, I had my mind set on it. Say, I'm going to do this when the time comes. Anyways, I asked him and I asked a friend. And he said, you know, going into the competition, remember that you're going to have to do this and, you know, you probably can't go manage this. And it was just all things that you cannot do. And it wasn't one single thing that you can do.
Stay away from pessimists.
And then there was another situation after that where I was joking around and I was doing something, but it's something that I'm passionate about. But I was just joking about it at the time because I never see a way out that I could actually pursue that in any way. And him say, how much time did he have to do that for it to come out like that? I bet you had to do it about 5 times. And then he was saying, you know, like, if you want to work in that world, you only have one shot at it, at whatever. And it was just draining me, because the person was just pointing out everything that I can do, or everything that I wouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
And it has been a year, and somehow, from that same incident that, you know, he said how much time you have to do that, an opportunity came from that, and I'm actually doing that specific thing now. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, like, what if would actually miss it deep and never continue to do it, then I wouldn't have been given this opportunity to, you know, be doing something that I actually love doing. So, yes.
What? That's just a whole...
And it was always just a case of comparison, you know, comparison between me and my friends, and I'll never see it until after, because glasses foggy.
And by the way, guys, David actually wear glasses, so yeah. Anyways, but that's just negative, and I just say your support group has to be intact to build people up, and if that person obviously don't deserve to be in your life, because if they can't see the vision, if they can't encourage you to be the best you, and even if that isn't really your genre at the moment, try it. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. But no, tear down a person because they want to try something. That definitely thing there, I'm not like them thing there. For me, I've been in... Yes, for the people that would never know that I've been in a relationship, yes. I've been in a draining relationship before. And trust me, it took a lot out of me, and in the moment I didn't realize that it was so draining and so depressing.
No, because dishing out a relationship secrets on the internet.
Like, oh, it's my crazy. God. But I'm over it.
Continue.
I'm over it, so I can talk about it now. But I remember, like, oh no, don't realize that me, Donny, is an independent young lady, right? Plus my last name, which I won't say on here right now, my last name have a little substance to it, you understand me? So me have to keep up to the little substance. Not that I'm pressured by it, but listen, I have places to go, I have opportunities, and I can see myself being in a certain limelight. Not saying that I'm going to be famous or anything, but there's a certain standard of how I want to live. Not that I'm saying I'm restricting myself to that. But when you're with someone and that person doesn't have no ambition, they don't know what they want to do. And even if they don't know what they want to do, they're not trying to find out what that is. And me being a happy person, and I like making people happy, they were draining both everything about me, they were just draining, and I was trying to make them happy while making myself happy. And at the end of it all, it's like I was carrying so much weight that it caused me to be blinded by my own reality, that I even lost myself, that I lost my goals on what I wanted to be and what I went to X point to do. You understand? And there were certain times where they weren't necessarily the most encouraging person for me to grow into that person that I want to be. Even though I've stated, like, I say, hey, you know, I want to be this with my life. And them just come and them just, like, try to distract me in every way and matter and form. And, you know, like, to make me come off that wall. And when they actually took me off that track that I was on, they were trying to, in a sense, and they weren't even conscious of it, to be honest, they were trying to put me in another world that I didn't necessarily belong in. And coming out of that situation and finding back myself and realizing that I've made a mess with myself and I've missed several opportunities because of that situation, I have to end up building back myself. But I'm not blaming the person still. I blame myself for all of that because I shouldn't have put myself through all of that. But yeah, be careful of the people who you're putting in your circle, guys.
We always say we miss opportunities, but I don't think that opportunities were missed, you know.
True.
I just think that, I don't think we miss opportunities, and I think I'm going to stop saying I missed opportunities, because if something's supposed to happen for you, something's supposed to work in your favor, it is, and it's all about God's timing, but that's for a different day. I just felt the need to say we don't miss opportunities, we just think that we miss opportunities.
But carry I on. Think if we, like, if we really fight for certain things that we want, which is an opportunity, we would have gotten it, but we didn't work hard for it. I think that's one too, you know? Like, it probably would have been if we really fight for it. You know what I mean? But, I mean...
Yeah, I see the connection. I was reading this book, too, that said... The same, it's probably yours if you fight for it, is it really surrounds 13 principles, and some of the principles are persistence, auto-suggestion, which is you getting up and doing affirmations and saying you want to achieve this goal.
In season one, guys,
and that will
catch up on that. Me. I was just telling the listeners that we spoke about this in season one so they can catch up on that.
Continue.
Oh, okay. Oh, and yeah, achieving goals, you know, you gotta stay persistent. You gotta speak it like it's already happening. You gotta stay true to your goals. You can't have one bit of doubt. You know, so I get what you're saying when you say you know, it probably could have been yours if you really
say why I don't think Danny missed an opportunity or anybody has. Well, kind of contradicting about why I say that is over the course of the year, I have seen where I have grown mentally and stuff. And last year, close to this time, I was reflecting and I thought that I missed a few opportunities and I was depressed. We're in 2021 now, and I can see that those opportunities that I thought I missed, them did actually come back full circle. So, time.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Time and continuous work. Yeah.
But that's what I meant, though. Like, never you have to work for it. Like, eventually, it's going to come in your first within time. If it's meant for you, it will always be for you. I learned that. But sometimes you have to work hard for it, you know? But...
Yeah, it's never something that you have to
But, you know, still, some opportunities do really just drop in your... Like, drop right in your life, right in front of you. Like,
yeah, but it comes in the form of an idea, right?
Yeah.
Some opportunities, actually.
Yeah. But, guys, we're almost coming down to the last bit. Davey, do you have anything you want to say to the people listening about building each other?
I think I'm going to let Mr. Green go first, considering that he's the guest.
I just want to say, I hope everyone has a successful year.
What works, I think. Yeah, I think so, right?
Really?
English, Davia with the English, right? Yeah, I think that works.
Alright, so yeah, I want everybody to have a successful year and be reminded that the decisions you make steer you into the direction you go. So be mindful of decisions you make and make proper decisions in life. It would always help.
Yo, if anybody knows me, I always say that. Never burn bridges. I think I need to make Ginger Cone hear this. Never burn bridges. I always preach that. But anyway, sorry.
Right.
Continue. I got a little hyper.
You know, man. That's what I have to say to the listeners.
I hope that the listeners are actually writing some of these things down, because we said some very key information. Yeah. Davey, you want to go ahead or I should go?
Go ahead.
All right. Good night again, guys. My message to everybody is be careful of the people you put in your circle. Not everybody that is in your circle is with you and will be with you in the end road, but you have to be with yourself and you be your best friend and you push yourself too. Don't burn the bridges. Probably when you cross the bridge, you can burn it, but not when you're halfway. Don't forget.
Yeah.
Not you when you cross.
When it's like a million miles away, then
same stuff. And don't forget where you're coming from, and always remember your goals. Always remember your goals. Don't let anyone distract you from your goals. Don't let anyone tear you down mentally, physically, spiritually. And if they even do, build yourself back up, start again, and be the person who you want to be, not what somebody wants you to be. Yeah,
Jason,
going on.
Hello. Oh, yeah. So I'm saying as we've come to the end, I'd just like to say, you know, as Danny said, be mindful of your circle. Remember, you know, you control your circle. You control the energy that you consume. You control the energy that surrounds you. So be mindful of that. Also, whatever goals you have set, they have already been set, so don't let anybody, you know, cheer it on or discourage you. Also, guys, remember that this life, we can't do everything by ourselves. It was like, if it was a case where we could have done everything by ourselves, God would have better make Eve of them, make Adam.
Yeah.
You get me? We all need somebody to help us to go through whatever we're going through, whatever our anything emotional, anything along that line, we need each other. So instead of tearing down each other, be there for each other. And I'm sure, I'm 100% sure, honeys, that we'll see a positive outcome. Remember to sanitize. Remember to wear your mask. And, you know, continue to keep safe.
Yeah. Take care of yourself, guys. We love you. We're back, guys. We're back. We love you guys.
Well, guess who's back? Back again.
Take care of yourself.